USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealing her list of House impeachment managers will prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial, a trial now expected to begin on Tuesday. The team will be led by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intel and Judiciary panels. The other managers, California's Zoe Lofgren, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, Florida's Val Demings, Colorado's Jason Crow, and Texan's Sylvia Garcia. Nadler saying at the briefing where the managers were announced,
because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
President Trump will be signing the first phase of a new China trade deal shortly. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Worldwide debt is at a record high, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The number comprises borrowing by households, governments, and companies, and it grew from $9 trillion to nearly $253 trillion in the first 9 months last year. The biggest problem countries are New Zealand, Switzerland, and Norway, all of which have rising household debt levels, while government debt to GDP ratios in the U.S. and Australia are also at all-time highs. Debt levels are lower in emerging markets, but even there, they're rising fast. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The impeachment papers head to the Senate on Wednesday. The trial should begin in 1 week. A small group of Senate Republicans want to also hear from witnesses. GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
We're going to vote on that at the appropriate time after we listen to the argument.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
People often use social media to bash a company or a product. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says that may not be a good idea.
Sitting on hold over the phone waiting to talk to a customer service representative might be a thing of the past. Consumer Reports says social media is a powerful way to get results quickly if you want to speak directly to a company. Now, I had a chance to catch up with David Meerman Scott. He's author of a book titled Fanocracy, Turning Fans into Customers and Customers into Fans. And one of the things we discuss is how sometimes though people will go on social media and will only use it to complain at a company versus also going on there sometimes to say when a company does a good job, giving them a shout out.
It really is just another great example of this idea I think the pendulum has swung too far in the direction of superficial social media at a time we're hungry for true human connections. So when you can engage with people on a human basis, hey, thanks for helping me out. Great job. That's really powerful stuff. And I find it interesting that a lot of companies don't respond when somebody praises them. And that's a huge mistake. If you want to build fans, you should always engage with your customers, especially when they're praising you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.